The Texas Legislative Budget Board says the state used about $14 billion in federal stimulus money to balance the current budget. But even as they accepted the money, lawmakers cautioned agencies that it should be for one-time expenditures, or agencies should be prepared to cut positions and programs created with stimulus money. But at a House Appropriations hearing today, the LBB's Wayne Pulver said not all agencies followed that advice. He pointed to what's called FMAP, the money the federal government gives states to help pay for Medicaid programs.
Our staff estimate currently for the enhanced FMAP that will not be there in 12-13 is between $4.6 and $4.7 billion. Secondly, the education stimulus money that went to help support school aid, for the $3.25 billion that was anticipated in the bill. So those totals are a little bit below $8 billion.
That's about $1.5 billion more than lawmakers had originally expected. But according to Dale Kramer, it's insignificant in the grand scheme of the forecast budget shortfall of around $20 billion. Kramer's with the Texas Taxpayers and Research Association, a business-backed budget and tax research group. He says the numbers that will change those estimates are on their way later this year.
There are two pretty critical pieces of information that the state does not yet have. One is the controller's revenue estimate of how much money is available to spend. And the second is the draft budget that the Legislative Budget Board will prepare.
The LBB's base budget will take into account the 10% cuts mandated for all state agencies, along with some additional cuts. Take that number, subtract the revenue estimate, and you get an approximation of the budget hole lawmakers will have to close in 2011. Expect those figures sometime between December and January. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.